This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. Medical marijuana dispensaries in northern Michigan are no strangers to law enforcement raids. But despite the raids, dispensaries keep opening up. And law enforcement ends up spending time and resources that don't seem to achieve the intended result. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
Al Witt worked at Gaylord Provisions in Gaylord until last May. Then the medical marijuana dispensary was raided.
Those officers all came into the store in tactical gear, jackets, camo pants, guns, knives, way more excessive for a friendly environment that they're going into. They took all my stuff, took my money, took my phone, and then just started interrogating me and trying to make us feel like we're cartel members when that's not even close to what's happening here. It's very terrifying.
After the raid, Gaylord Provisions shut down, and Witt was hit with multiple drug charges. He pled not guilty. He'll face a jury trial in January. Now, just half a year after a raid he called traumatic, Witt is standing in his new medical marijuana dispensary on Otsego Avenue in Gaylord. The dispensary is called Cloud 45, and they sell high-grade medical marijuana.
We have a variety of indica, sativa, hybrid strains, concentrates, medibles, coconut oil capsules, seeds.
Witt and his co-owner, Chad Morrow, are fully aware that it might only be a matter of time before the shop is also raided.
Honestly, I kind of expect it. I'm prepared for it. And if it happens, it'll happen. It'll be on the news. And you can come here tomorrow and interview at the same spot because I'll be open the next day.
Witt and Morrow think they're operating legally. Law enforcement disagrees. Either way, the owners of Cloud 45 are willing to risk raids for their cause, which they say is helping people get the medicine they need. After the raids in May, Witt and Morrow asked the city of Gaylord to consider a zoning ordinance. They think it will help protect marijuana dispensaries from future raids.
Not in Gaylord. I think those people have false hopes.
That's Jesse Williams, a defense attorney for medical marijuana clients. He says it's the prosecuting attorney who signs off on the raids, and he feels confident that Otsego County's prosecuting attorney will keep authorizing raids and prosecuting dispensary owners and employees regardless of a zoning ordinance.
There is zero protection for those folks. The state can and will prosecute them, and I would encourage them to stop doing that because they are living in a hostile zone in that regard.
The prosecuting attorney did not want to comment for this story. Even though Jesse Williams recommends that dispensaries stay closed, he's also adamant that the raids are just over the top.
Law enforcement needs to stop wasting our tax dollars and resources on raiding dispensaries. There are serious issues and serious problems going on, particularly with opiate overdose, heroin overdose, and other things.
Williams says he defended a medical marijuana dispensary owner who sold 23 grams in a lollipop, and the case took years to conclude.
About 29 months of resources were wasted to prosecute a case that ultimately resulted in the Attorney General's office making a recommendation that jail up front was not necessary. So what are we doing? What are we accomplishing?
Well, we enforce violations to the law, and that's what we do. If people are going to break the law, we're going to enforce those laws.
That's Lieutenant Ken Mills. He runs the Straits Area Narcotics team that carried out the raids in Gaylord. He says the raids happened in one day and didn't take much investigation. Mills' perception of the raids is different than medical marijuana providers who say they were traumatized.
You know, nobody's really happy to see the police in most cases. And I guess I felt the ones that I was on, and I was on a few of those that we did that day, and all of them were done pretty low-key and pretty quietly, peacefully.
Back at Cloud 45, Al Witt says police raids and possible felony charges won't deter him.
Because it's all beatable in court, and we're curing people and helping people, not killing people. You can't stop that. Like, it's the right thing to do.
Attorney Jesse Williams says he hopes Witt is right for his own sake, but he's not optimistic. He says it's becoming increasingly difficult to beat these cases in court. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.